From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. The residents of North Miami will elect a new mayor soon. Their last mayor, Lucy Tondreau, was arrested by the FBI for mortgage fraud nearly 1 year after her election. As it turns out, North Miami elections do tend to be drama-filled. Reporter Nadege Green tells us about the race to replace Tondreau.
When Governor Rick Scott removed former North Miami Mayor Lucy Tondreau from office in May, three familiar candidates staked their claim for the mayoral seat.
We are a divided city between the East, the Central.
Jean-Rodrigue Marcellus, a former city councilman.
Our city is in crisis.
Kevin Burns, a former North Miami mayor.
It's time for us to stop fighting.
And Dr. Smith Joseph, a local physician. All three men ran for mayor in the last election against Tondreau. And while Tondreau isn't in the race this time around, she does play a role in this election. She has a strong base of supporters in the city, and she's telling them who to vote for. This ad on Haitian radio has been airing every day. Tondreau tells listeners she will get justice in the court system. In the meantime, she says vote for Marcellus. He'll hold her seat until her legal problems are over.
I believe it's great, and I like it. And I think most of the people, if you are listening to the radios and how the people respond to this endorsement, not only me, that very gracious about it, but the people in general, they very like it and they support it. And I believe that's what is going to make me the mayor of the city of North Miami.
Last time Marcellus ran for mayor, he got 375 votes. Of seven candidates, he ranked at the bottom three, along with Anna Pierre, a candidate who claimed to be endorsed by Jesus Christ. In that election, Kevin Burns did better. He made it into the runoff. He'd already been mayor of North Miami before, from 2005 to 2009. This time around, he says more members of the powerful Haitian voting bloc are willing to take a chance on him again.
And I think it's going to make some people, because I've already had it when I'm knocking on doors, who people who of Haitian descent have said, you know what, having a Haitian mayor got me absolutely nothing.
Burns is white. His opponents are Haitian American.
Some other people are going to, that normally wouldn't give me a look, are going to look at me, and I'm talking about members of the Haitian community.
Meanwhile, Dr. Joseph says he's being unfairly blamed on Haitian radio for Tondreau's arrest.
What can a guy like Smith Joseph do to get FBI to arrest someone? There is no such thing.
Joseph says this is just a ploy to tarnish his name. Tondreau's arrest stems from alleged mortgage fraud committed years before she was actually mayor.
I am running on my record on what I have done, and I am running on my record of trust, of not having been involved in any kind of Mickey Mouse or monkey business in this community.
Marcellus denies tying Joseph to Tondreau's arrest. North Miami is a city of 60,000 residents. Whoever is elected as mayor will take office just as the city prepares its yearly budget process. An auditor recently recommended monthly reports of the city's finances after questionable accounting practices. North Miami elections are on August 26th. Early voting starts August 11th. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.